In my primary school life, when I traveled to New Zealand for 2 weeks exchange, and because until now I'm quite timid when speaking English, but I have to speak English during the exchange tour, so that's probably my most memorable English language learning.
Well, that's a nice exposure. So what did you do during the exchange there?
We have to live in a homestay family that I have to meet with my homestay buddy's mom or all of his family. Yeah, so we have to speak in English for all day in the 2 week journey.
Did it help you to gradually overcome your shyness in speaking English?
I bet not really, but at least for those 2 weeks, it's great to experience how it's like to speak, to act like a foreigner.
That's correct. So did they ever share the culture with you, for example, like what they would do in specific festivals? Did they like share with you this kind of thing?
They didn't tell me much about the festival, but my buddy told me they like walking in the street without any shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I saw many people have their bare feet on, and it's quite interesting, and I even tried to do so, but it actually kind of hurts my feet.
Yeah, I think because especially during summer, you know, the ground could be really hot, and we could be like, you know, cringe when the heat is kind of getting on our feet. So yeah, I could imagine that. So what about let's talk about reading. So do you have a favorite book or favorite English reading experience?
I think I don't have a favorite book yet because I'm that kind of person that I seldom read the whole book. I will only start like a few chapters or most of it, but I seldom read the whole book. But I quite like the book called Sophie's World, the philosophy book. Yeah.
Do you remember what the book was about?
It's a childlike story, I think. It's in plain English and just a normal, not so normal experience of a girl, and she kind of add more philosophy ideas into it when she's thinking, and I feel it's nice because the author kind of include how normal people may think, but the ideas that they won't discuss with others in the book.
I see. So that's good to know. And you know, you major in English. So are you reading any literature right now?
I have read literature in the last semester, but not this semester. And I don't really remember. Is it like Oedipus the King?
Oh.
And The Story of an Hour. Just a few of in the literature course, because I didn't study any English literature during my secondary school.
I see. So, like, what kind of work or projects do you do in your English major?
Do you mean essay?
Yeah, or like the materials you're exposed to. Like, what are they?
They are mainly poetry right now, and we have to do explication and analysis, and sometimes I have difficulties in distinguishing what's the difference of analyzing and explication. Yes, then it makes me have a really bad grade in analyzing because I treat it as an explication on poem.
I see. So, so I noticed I think your reading style is more a bit like you like short pieces of material. So, do you think reading poems or short stories will be more suitable for you to kind of raise your interest in English?
I bet short stories do, but for poem, it really depends on which poem, because some poems are like too precise that I don't even understand what they're talking about, and I think people as well as me won't spend too much time in understanding what is implied in just a small amount of words.